Rakshognani Swakarmasu. Sukadeva Goswami is, wherever Lord is not remembered, Lord's glories are not chanted, but Lord is not worshipped, there will be troubles all the time. In other words, to get out of the trouble, solution is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnaho Smaranam, like the Father Sivanam. Think of the Lord, pray to the Lord, Manmana Bhavata Bhakto, become. Think of Lord, become His devotee, offer Him your obeisances and worship Him. Where that is done, then you will stay out of trouble. The ghosts will not be around. If you want to get rid of the ghosts, do big kirtan in each room. Of course, kirtan should be first done in the mind, not just outside. In the mind. Fill up the mind with the glories of the Lord. And she has now even entered Nanda Bhavan, Nanda Grahe. And she goes all the way interior chambers. And there is Krishna on the lap of Yashoda. And immediately, first, yes, mention here how Krishna was like a fire, but covered with ashes. As you couldn't see that underneath, or what I'm seeing is a fire that could burn, that could cause my end. Vibhudhyatam balakam aharikagraham. Lord, as he looked, immediately he understood who she was and what was her intention. No one informed, no one else knew. There was one person that was this, although little Lord, but he's known of everything. It doesn't depend on his size. Lord's strength, Lord's knowledge doesn't depend on how small or how. It's constant, same Lord, undergoing the Leela. Chara chara atma, he described that. Chara chara, he's a soul of char and achar, all moving, non-moving. He is the soul, cause of all that. Nimile, nimile dekshanaha, immediately Lord closed his eyes. He saw her arriving, Yashoda handing Krishna to Putana. He looks at her, but then immediately closes her eyes. We'll be talking in a minute about that. Anantam aropayat ankam antakam. Beautiful, wonderful, sweet poetic selection of words here by Shukadeva Goswami. Anantam. Sri Krishna is unlimited, and she keeps Ananta in her ankam. Anantam ankam. Lap. Lap is called ankam. But she doesn't know that this Ananta is Antakam, who would become the cause of the end of Putana. Antakam, end, death. So Ananta is in Anka, in the lap of Putana. And she is not aware that this person is going to get her. Yato yata uragam, just like maybe snake. Suntam abuddhir. But less intelligent person may think, oh, this is just a rope. Less intelligent person would think, oh, this is just a rope. And you would try to pick up that rope, and what would be the outcome of that? So this is what is going to happen to Putana, which she is not aware of. She thinks she's very smart. But now soon will be proven who is smarter. So Putana has closed her eyes. Srila Prabhupada in Krishna book also mentions reasons. And there are some additional reasons. Thinking Putana, because she's in the dress of a lady, but Lord knows she's a Rakshasi. She's a demoness. And she's not very straightforward. She's a tricky person. Especially killer of children. So of that, such kind of lady's face he doesn't want to see. So he closes his eyes. Then he thinks, oh, soon she's going to be wanting to feed me her breast milk. But she has also applied poison on her breast. I came to Vrindavan hoping to eat some butter mixed with some sugar candy and some camphor. But now all this poisonous stuff is here. Thinks maybe when there was churning of the ocean, the first thing that emerged was halahal, that's poison. And then Shiva had helped out the whole world by drinking that poison. He has a practice of drinking poison and holding it Nilakanth in the throat. So Lord closes his eyes and is remembering Shiva, please come and take care of this poison. And then I will go for the milk. So he has eyes closed. But he thinks, I don't know what kind of milk, Rakshasi's milk? Is it regular milk? So when you have to drink some bitter medicine or something, what do you do? When medicine is there, you want to close your eyes. And then throw a tablet or just. So if it is that kind of milk, I better close my eyes. Krishna is another reason for him to close his eyes. Then he's also thinking, if I look at Putana in a merciful way, merciful glance, then how she could be killed. If I glance upon her mercifully, then she will not die. But then he thinks, but if I open my eyes and show her angry eyes, she will be burned right away. Then how could this Leela continue? So he didn't want to have merciful glance or angry glance. He has closed his eyes. But he also thinks that, but he has come all the way. Maybe some pious credits, maybe some Agyata Sukriti. If we want to remember something, sometimes what do? We close again our eyes and try to remember. So Krishna wants to go through the history of charts and computers and wherever the information is stored of her all previous activities, see whether she has done anything pious, whether she deserves to be here. So he's closing his eyes and just taking stock of all the history, all her acts before action. So like that, several more reasons for Sri Krishna to have his eyes closed. Varasriyam tat prabhayacha dharshite. While Putana was taking care of Krishna, putting on the lap, and now she wants to feed the baby, Yashoda and Rohini are watching from a distance, and they're kind of impressed with the how they're getting along. Krishna is just lying in the lap peacefully, and her service attitude. So they are just watching from a distance. And as finally she tries to feed the poison to Sri Krishna, Krishna is then, he's holding the breast with both of his hands and trying to drink. But he's pranai samam gadham karabhyam bhagavan prapitya. And he's holding those one breast so tightly and trying to drink not just the milk or whatever poison, but the whole life of Putana. Then she really woke up. She gets up. And she is 12 miles tall. Up there. And Krishna is also up there. Muncha, muncha! She's crying, leave me, leave me! Give it up, give it up! And she's trying to throw Krishna away, but he's clinging so tightly, there's no way to get rid of him. And he's drinking and more drinking and drinking. Life, she's not finally able to stand. She falls down, crushing the big chunk of the forest trees, and there vibrata netre charano bhujo muhu. So her eyes are now open eyes, and throwing her, kicking with the hands and feet, and struggling with her life, and finally sees no more Haribo. Everybody said Haribo? So, you could imagine, we could only have little imagination of what next. Big 12-mile-long person fell. Raising all the dust and all the sounds, and especially Krishna was with her, and where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And everybody is running around the dust, difficult to see. He must have walked by her body. Okay, here, ankles, okay. Knees here, okay, here, thin waist, oh here, come to breast, running 12 miles, a marathon. Balam jatasya urasi, kridant tam abhuto bhayam. And finally, as they reach where the breasts were, they were surprisingly pleased to see Krishna there. And what was he doing? Kridantam. He was playing. Akuto vayam, and no fear of any kind. Fearlessly, he was playing there. Gopyasturnam samabhitya chakravurujata samhamaha. Immediately then, Radharadhanath ki, they have picked up Krishna from the body, chest, breast, from there. And immediately, they want to make sure there's no influence of any sort on baby Krishna. They're bathing him with the gomutrena sthapayitva, cow urine, sacred item, purifying and pleasing for Lord, is being used for bathing little baby Krishna. Go rajasa arbhakam. When the cows walk, so much dust is raised. And when that dust is, they catch dust before it settles on the ground. So that dust they are using, they are also bathing Krishna with that kind of dust, or smearing that all over his body. And they have cow dung, all cow products. Gomata ki, dear to Krishna, this is their wealth, this is their culture. With the cow dung, they are putting different marks, like we do tilak marks. Dvadasha angeshu namabhi dvadash. 12 names they are chanting, one after other, and cow dung tilak. Narayanaya namaha, Madhavaya namaha, Govindaya namaha, Madhusudanaya, Trivikramaya, Vamanaya, Sridharaya, Rishikeshaya, Padmanabhaya, Damodaraya, Vasudevaya namaha. 12 names, 12 places. These are also months of Vaishnava months, 12 different Vaishnava months. Indriyani Rishi, and the prayers are going on. Other day we heard Purusha Sukta. Here, or the chanter. Oh, is it? Okay. The chanter is not here. Indriyani Rishikeshaha. Let Rishikesh protect all the senses of the child. Narayan protect his life. Svetadviva patis chittam. Chittam, consciousness of the child, be protected by Svetadviva pati Yogeshwara. Let Yogeshwara protect the mind of the child. Buddhima atman atmanam bhagavan paraha. Kridantu. While he's playing, let Govinda protect him. Shayanam patu madhavaha. While he's sleeping, let Madhava protect him. Bhunjanam yagyabhuk patu sarvagraha bhayankaraha. So there are lots of prayers. Let Krishna be protected. Concern is Krishna, and protection of Krishna is there. Prime duty. Soon we'll be hearing that from Garga Muni. He instructed them, please take care of this child. Be cautious, careful, looking after her and looking after Sri Krishna. So while they were purifying the body, chanting the mantras, praying to the Lord. There comes Nanda Maharaj ki. Nanda Maharaj is returning. So many other residents of Gokul also, they have been to Mathura paying taxes. They are all returning. Vilokya Putana Deham. And they saw Putana's body there. And then they heard all the explanations. Yes, yes, yes. Whatever Vasudeva had said, see? It has all come true. Yogesho, he's not ordinary person. He must be some kind of rishi. He's Vasudeva. They are saying, oh, he's, how did he know? Whatever he said, exactly, you see. Kalevaram, so that body was long and they wanted to burn the body. So they came with the different instruments to cut the body. They burnt some axe, cut body into pieces. Because where would they get such a long piece of wood to burn? So they are making body into smaller pieces. And it's all piled up on top of each other. And the final rites are performed. And when the body was burning, Dhumasya Guru Sauravaha. There's a nice fragrance everywhere. As if Chandan was being burned. Sandal. Her body was, all the smoke was, or Aguru, Guru Aguru, there's a scent, special. They also use in worshipping the deities. But the smell, fragrance is like that. And this is all because Krishna blessed this Putana, killed, and that was a blessing in disguise. Krishna drank the milk of Putana. Krishna treated Putana as mother. So her whole existence was spiritualized. And her purified body, as it was being burnt, was a fragrance all around. And with that, there are a few comments. Shukadeva Goswami, Shuka Vacha Putana Bala Loka Balagni Rakshasi Rudirashana Jighansaya Piharaye Stanam Dattva Pasadgatim. Just see Sri Krishna's glories. That Putana, who normally drank blood, especially of the children, and she had also intention of killing Krishna. But because she treated Krishna as a child and she had intention to feed, although it was not the right thing, poison, but she had this at least thought of rendering some service. Dattva, Lord gave her Sadgatim. The supreme destination was given to this Putana. And then question has been raised, Kim punaha shraddhaya bhaktya krishnaya paramatmane. Then what if her attitude was not even proper, not variable, but she rendered some kind of service or made some kind of presentation as she wanted to serve. But what if someone raktastan mataro yatha, someone in proper consciousness following in the footsteps of ladies of Vrindavan or Yashoda, Maya of Gokul, if Lord is worshipped following in the footsteps of these great devotees, then what kind of benedictions responses you could expect from Supreme Personality of Godhead. Something to think about. And Falashruti, towards the end of many chapters of Bhagavatam, what is the benefit for us as we sit and we do nothing, but we just sit and hear? What do we get out of this? Ya etat putana moksham krishnasya arbhagam adbhutam shranuya shraddhaya martyo govinde labhate ratim. Govinde labhate ratim. That person who does what? He hears putana moksham. This chapter is known as putana moksham. Putana was liberated. So this pastime of Krishna, killing Putana, those who hear this with faith, Shraddhaya, the result is, the benefit is, Labhate Ratim, you will develop attachment, attraction for Govinda. Govinda. So purifying, although we have to deal with some bloody scenes here. You heard how 5 days of nectar, probably, well, this is not nectar. But result is nectarian. Result is nectarian. Is Putana. So Krishna is 6 days old that day. It was a special festival, so he took this opportunity to take part. Everyone was in festive mood. And the first demon Krishna has killed is demoness, woman. I was just remembering. Sri Ram also, first demon he killed was Taraka. Yes, Taraka also. Both started with a woman killing, demoness killing. Inauguration. There's so many demons. This is Swaha, Putana Swaha. There'll be another one. Shaktasur Swaha. And whirlwind demon Swaha. They're coming one after the other. And each one taking different forms. And they're all sent, dispatched, assigned all these duties by Kamsa. Dhenukasur would be coming in the form of ass. Then there will be Bakasur coming as a big duck crane. Then Vatsasur would come. A demon will take form of a calf and mix with other calves. But Krishna catches hold of hind legs and whirls and throws them. Each time there's when Pralambasur would be coming. Pralamba. Lamba means long demon. Long demon. He also, Balram killed him. Dhenukasur and Pralambasur, they were killed by Balram. And then there will come as Vrishabhasur. One demon will take a form of a bull. Kesi will come. He'll take a form of a horse. There'll be Yomasur, always residing in the sky. He lands and he tries to harass Krishna's friends, steal them. So all these personalities for we made some kind of offering unto the Lord. They are still getting one-way tickets, huh? One-way traffic. They only go, they don't come back. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya jadustrinam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So Kamsa, in fact, he had traveled all over the planet and all over the world, and he was very powerful, and he had defeated all these demons in different countries and planets. And that is why Mother Earth, we heard other day, first day, she was feeling burdened by the, because of the presence of this demoniac kings and rulers and demons. So Kamsa had kind of gone all around picking up all these demons. He would defeat them and make them his associates, or some kind of his colleagues and servants. So when he returned, or he would go bring a few and go another time. So he had a big stock of demons, making Krishna's job much easier, right? He doesn't have to go door to door, every town, every village, looking for demons. They all have been gathered, and they are being said, okay, you go now, it's your turn today, your turn today. And it's Krishna's purpose. He has appeared to. And he likes to give good fight also. He likes to fight. Not only play flute. He likes fighting. He has that wrestling spirit. So he's. And he does most of the. In Vrindavan, he mostly does killing by himself. All the coward boys, they are scared. They climb up the trees and watch the sea from there. And when everything is over, they say, oh, Haribo, Haribo. And of course, demigods come every time because they knew all these demons are harassing. And so they would come showering flowers, and playing their instruments and singing and dancing. Every time this kind of gets repeated, Sukadeva Goswami talks of devatas coming, and this Putana and other demons, their previous lives have been recorded, who they were in their previous life. Very interesting study. So Putana was Bali Maharaja's sister or daughter, both references we find. You know, Bali Maharaj is one of the Dvadash Bhagavatas. Balir Vaya Sakir Vayam. So he was performing big sacrifice, and Vamandi, Lord Vaman, arise on the scene. What do Vaman? Dwarf in the dress of a brahmachari, holding kamandalu, an umbrella, and other garments, and beautiful features. And as he was arriving, Ratnamala, the daughter or sister of Bali Maharaj, she was captivated by the beauty of this child, it was so charming, darling. She was thinking, oh, I wish I could I have son like this boy, could I ever have son like him, like this boy. So, Lord had taken note of this. this lady expressed her intense desire to have son like me. And there is no one like me, it's just me. So I have to appear. I had to give her opportunity to be my mother. So that desire was fulfilled. Oh, Krishna appeared three times as son of Vasudeva and Devaki. Prashni Garbha was first time, and Vaman second time, and Krishna third time. Three times Vasudeva and Devaki had Lord as their son. So when Lord appeared as Vamandev, this lady had this desire. But then she had to wait for Krishna. Appear as Sri Krishna, and here she goes. For a few moments, at least, she played that role of Krishna being a child. But later on in that pastime, as Vamandev arrives and Bali Maharaj is now charitable, wants to give charity. Yes, little brahmachari, what could we give you? Oh, just 3 steps of land. Oh, that's all? You're insulting me. I'm a proprietor of the whole universe. And just 3 steps of land. No, no, that's sufficient. The whole pastime and story. So, okay, go ahead. 3 steps. And then Vaman becomes Trivikram. This dwarf person, he grows up and up and up. And he was so tall, now he had asked for 3 steps. So he's going to take those 3 steps. So he took 1 step. The half of the universe was covered. Okay, one more, another one. Everything, there's no more property of yours left. You promised me 3 steps. Third step, please. Where should I keep my 3rd step? And Bali Maharaj said, now I have my only head at my disposal. You may put your foot on my head. And with that he surrendered everything. Snatched, took everything away from Bali Maharaj. And he was, Bali Maharaj also was tied up. And his Ratnamala, the sister, daughter of Bali Maharaj, also was watching this scene. Oh, I thought he was such a nice, sweet boy. He looked sweet, but look how he behaved. How he has treated Bali Maharaj. Oh, I would like to get him. To kill him or finish him. And that was the second thought she had. First one, could I have him as my child? And then Krishna becomes her child. And the second thought, I would kill him. Kill him. And then she also had that opportunity to try to kill as Krishna. So by hearing this killing of killing pastimes, Krishna killing this demon or that demon, the tendency a lot of time is to go for nectar and avoid all these bloody scenes, as I said. Go for nectar. And of course, a lot of them skip everything and they go all the way to Rasa Leela nectar. But these killing pastimes have been so interspersed throughout Bhagavatam, and they have purpose why they are there. These pastimes should not be skipped or jumped over. One should read those pastimes, purifying. What happens is, each demon has a specialized in some ways, in a bad way, bad qualities. Each one represents one or few of the anarthas. Someone lusty, someone angry, some greedy, this, that, so many of those undesirable thoughts and visions and polluted aim of life. So by hearing these pastimes, that bad quality in the demon, if that quality is also in us, which is possible, then we also become free from that bad quality which that demon represented. Adau Shraddha Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya Anartha Nivratti Sha. One becomes free from anarthas, no artha, no substance, not substantial. Such things, such associations, such thoughts, such ideas, such. One becomes free from that just by hearing pastimes, Krishna, Ram killing, Narasimha killing, Parshuram killing.